From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
We have a 90% chance of showers and storms overnight with lows in the upper 60s. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 306.
All things considered from NPR News, I'm Juana.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, in most states, children and teenagers can waive their right to a lawyer during police questioning. Some states are now requiring that they speak to an attorney first. We'll learn about that. Plus, why is it so challenging to just rent a car these days? We look into that question. We'll get you an update of news headlines. Lots still to come in this hour of All Things Considered. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Join us tomorrow evening on KPR One stations for the BBC Proms, featuring Johannes Brahms's probably darkest symphony. It's actually going to be balanced by an outpouring of joy in Beethoven's Violin Concerto. It's the next concert from the annual BBC Proms. You will hear it tomorrow evening at 7 on your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org.
90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow morning, becoming partly sunny. Still humid tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night. It's 96 degrees in Topeka, 93 in Manhattan. It's 320.
Support for NPR.
RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan is famous for music like this.
Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle, throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel.
And now he's making music like this. How old rap lyrics from his teenage years became classical. On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Just in case you needed more reason to feel really elderly. Join us tomorrow morning, the RZA and more. On Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station, Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. A national democratic organization is putting financial support behind 10 candidates for the Kansas legislature. Zane Irwin reports.
The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee is lending financial and media support to Democrats running in Johnson County and other suburban areas of Kansas. The organization has highlighted 180 candidates and raised $60 million for state-level candidates nationwide. Kansas Senate Minority Leader Democrat Dinah Sykes hopes that support could help give her party a real seat at the table.
You know, I can count. And so when you have 11 seats out of 40, you are not necessary to pass legislation.
Republican leaders have criticized the amount of money coming from outside the state to support Democrats in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The 22nd ranked KU football team has its season opener tonight at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, against Lindenwood University of St. Louis. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Greg Eklund has more.
It's one of two home games to be played at the home of Major League Soccer's Sporting Kansas City. Home games are elsewhere because of the current reconstruction of Memorial Stadium. Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold says he likes the manner in which his team is conducting itself while dealing with the inconvenience of not playing home games in Lawrence.
Just all the things we've kind of put them through the project and those things, they've handled that extremely well. They understand, I guess, you know, they develop a workman's-like attitude towards this.
After two games at Children's Mercy Park, the remaining four home games will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. I'm Greg Eklund.
There is a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. We're expecting a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and storms throughout the morning hours. Becoming partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Still going to be very humid. Highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, then clearing with lows in the lower 60s. Sunshine and a high in the lower 80s for Saturday. On Labor Day, we are expecting a high in the upper 70s. Should be a nice one. It's 96 degrees in Topeka and 92 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR. Centered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Tune in for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your host tomorrow. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, the U.S. Army released an unusual statement today rebuking the Trump campaign staff for not adhering to laws about what is permissible behavior at Arlington National Cemetery after an altercation earlier this week. NPR broke some news about it. It has become a very big deal indeed, and we will hear more from Tom Bowman. Also in this next half hour, a woman decided to try and catch some mail thieves. So what she did was she put an air tag inside one of her packages. How that turned out, we'll talk about it coming up on KPR. 90% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and storms in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s with humid conditions. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, all agents. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
This classical music is the creation of a hip-hop artist, RZA's New Direction, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 96 degrees in Emporia, 95 here in Lawrence. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a fall fiction preview. Fall is always a huge season for books. We'll talk about some of the most anticipated fiction books coming out soon. Andrew Limbong's doing that for us. An update of news headlines. Then we hear from our good friend Becky Sullivan talking about college football season. Are you ready for some college football? You know, we are here in Lawrence. They are starting the season tonight at Children's Mercy Park in KCK. But we're getting an overview of the football season for the whole nation coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum presenting Pop-Up Science National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Join us for Classics Live later tonight, 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. And just like the last night of the proms, around here we have our own massive celebration in which everybody kind of goes nuts. The last night of the Sunflower Music Festival. You will be standing up and cheering as well for their performances of Elgar's Serenade for Strings, The Mighty Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven, and more. Classics Live tonight at 7 on KPR1 stations. 90% chance of showers and storms late tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain in the morning with a high in the lower 80s. It's 4:20.
Support.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 95 degrees in Lawrence, 96 in Topeka, 96 in Emporia. The time is 4:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, a national political organization, will financially support 10 candidates running for the Kansas State House. The organization says it hopes to break the two-thirds Republican majorities in the Kansas House and Senate. Those supermajorities, as they're called, allow the legislature to override vetoes by the governor along party lines. State Senator Dinah Sykes, the Democratic Senate minority leader, says breaking that supermajority would help cool down polarization.
Some of those Republicans, they've kind of been taken over by the extremists. And so I think it actually pulls them back more to the center.
Republican leaders say they expect to hold on to their veto-proof majorities in this election cycle. A Kansas man who once escaped from a Lansing prison in a dog crate has died in prison. KMBC-TV reports that John Maynard died over the weekend while incarcerated out of state. The cause of his death is unknown. Maynard was serving time for murder related to a 1996 fatal carjacking in Overland Park. Toby Young, now known as Toby Door, helped Maynard escape from Lansing Prison in February 2006. Toby Door met Maynard while running a dog rescue program at Lansing Prison and smuggled him out in a dog crate. Both were later caught hiding in a remote cabin in Tennessee. Door pleaded guilty to helping Maynard escape and served 2 years in prison. The case received national attention at the time and was later highlighted in an episode of NBC's Dateline program. The number 22-ranked KU football team has its season opener tonight at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, against Lindenwood University of St. Louis. Kickoff is at 7. Greg Eklin has more.
It's one of two home games to be played at the home of Major League Soccer's Sporting Kansas City. Home games are elsewhere because of the current reconstruction of Memorial Stadium. Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold says he likes the manner in which his team is conducting itself while dealing with the inconvenience of not playing home games in Lawrence.
Just all the things we've kind of put them through the project and those things, they've handled that extremely well. They understand, I guess, you know, they develop a workman's-like attitude towards this.
After two games at Children's Mercy Park, the remaining four home games will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 90% chance of showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and storms in the morning, partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. It's going to be humid tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. This is KPR, and it's 435.
This is All Things Can
minimize the risks of bird flu spreading. For instance, farmers shouldn't dump raw milk on the ground, and cows from different herds should be kept apart. But they say the risk to humans from the bird flu virus remains low. So, wash your hands after visiting the cattle barn, but don't let that stop you from riding the Ferris wheel or eating a deep-fried Oreo or a butter stick, if you're into that. For NPR News, I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
That story is from NPR's reporting partnership with Side Effects Public Media and KFF Health News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Join us for Morning Edition.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan just wrapped up a trip to Beijing by meeting with Xi Jinping. John Ruich will tell us what happened there. Also, we will talk about trademarks. In the world of social media, things move really, really fast. And a catchphrase that very recently became popular already has people submitting applications to trademark this other person's catchphrase. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting journalist and author Sasha Isenberg, discussing his book, The Lie Detectives, in search of a playbook for winning elections in the disinformation age. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Seeing some rain around Lansing and Fairmount at this hour. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green Gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. From Amazon Music, Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free, breaking news without the breaks, available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
This classical music is the creation of a hip-hop artist, RZA's New Direction, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 94 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
90% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies, too. Always streamable at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the cost to rent a car is outpacing inflation for other types of travel expenses, such as airfare and hotels.
We're in an era now where we're encountering some of the realities of the business model and some of the limitations of the business model.
Coming up, our friends at NPR's The Indicator explain why car rentals are so expensive. We will also look into the question of why e-books cost so much for libraries to acquire. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
We do have a 90% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain in the morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow's high in the lower 80s, still going to feel sticky, very humid tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening with lows in the lower 60s, finally cooling off on Saturday. Sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, lows down into the 50s on Saturday night. It is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan is famous for music like this.
Building man hostile, ran out hostile, no one like Christ when I speaks the gospel.
And now he's making music like this. How old rap lyrics from his teenage years became classical on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for that story and a whole lot more. Jay Schaefer will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. 90% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the upper 60s. The time is 5:30.
Ceremonies are conducted with the dignity and respect the nation's fallen deserve. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A national Democratic organization is putting its financial support behind 10 candidates for the Kansas legislature. Zane Irwin has more.
The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee is lending financial and media support to Democrats running in Johnson County and other suburban areas of Kansas. The organization has highlighted 180 candidates and raised $60 million for state-level candidates nationwide. Kansas Senate Minority Leader Democrat Dinah Sykes hopes that support could help give her party a real seat at the table.
You know, I can count. And so when you have 11 seats out of 40, you are not necessary to pass legislation.
Republican leaders have criticized the amount of money coming from outside the state to support Democrats in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
An Atchison woman is charged with murder and a number of other crimes connected to a deadly police chase that killed a one-year-old boy. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 28-year-old Maria Papalas was speeding Sunday evening while trying to outrun a sheriff's deputy. About 5 miles south of Atchison, she apparently lost control of her car. The vehicle rolled several times. That led to the death of a one-year-old boy inside the car. KCTV reports that Papalas is facing numerous charges, including drug possession, driving under the influence, and reckless driving. She made her first appearance in court on Tuesday and is scheduled to be back in an Atchison courtroom on September 6th. The number 22-ranked KU football team has its season opener tonight at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, against Lindenwood University of St. Louis. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock tonight. Greg Eklund has more.
It's one of two home games to be played at the home of Major League Soccer's Sporting Kansas City. Home games are elsewhere because of the current reconstruction of Memorial Stadium. Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold says he likes the manner in which his team is conducting itself while dealing with the inconvenience of not playing home games in Lawrence.
Just all the things we've kind of put them through the project and those things, they've handled that extremely well. They understand, I guess, you know, they develop a workman's like attitude towards this.
After two games at Children's Mercy Park, the remaining four home games will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. I'm Greg Eklund.
90% chance of rain tonight. Showers and thunderstorms are expected. More likely to be severe the further north you go, but we're not ruling anything out. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. 30% chance of showers and storms in the morning. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Still humid tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition comes your way with the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music program with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, September 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Coming up in our next half hour, more on this situation involving former President Donald Trump at Arlington National Cemetery. The U.S. Army actually released a statement today, and that is very unusual. In this statement, they rebuked the Trump campaign staff. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low in the upper 60s. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence. It is 10 minutes before 6.
And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
This classical music is the creation of a hip-hop artist RZA's New Direction, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.